A Quran burning may be postponed, but the fire isn't going out.
Florida pastor Terry Jones wants to know what the fuss is all about.
We have nothing against Muslims. They are welcome in our country. They are welcome to worship. We have freedom of worship. We have freedom of speech. They are welcome. What is not welcome is Islamic law.
What is not welcome is further escalation of this battle in a culture war.
Church-going peoples of the book have an argument about one book and one church.
And you never ask questions when God's on your side.
Whose side are you on? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
That's right, folks. What would God do? Good morning. It's Friday, September 10th.
And this is at the top of the news this morning. Confusion reigns about whether a Florida pastor will carry out his promise to burn copies of the Quran on the anniversary of the September 11th attacks tomorrow. The man in the middle of the controversy, Reverend Terry Jones, is the pastor of the Dove World Outreach Center. He said he would cancel the event if he could reach an agreement with Muslim leaders in New York.
I was told exactly that the imam would move the mosque from ground zero. I was told he cannot move it tomorrow. I said that is fine, but it cannot be in 10 years.
The meeting between the two is being mediated by Florida's imam, Muhammad Musri, who yesterday appeared alongside Pastor Jones. He now says there was no deal that the mosque would move, and he told our partner, the BBC, he could only arrange a meeting in New York to discuss the pastor's concerns.
I said I listened to the imam's interview on CNN last night, and the imam expressed that he is thinking and he is sensitive to the feelings of the families of the victims of 9/11. He is going to give it a lot of thought, but he has no plans to change anything at this time.
We're going to have more on this story in about 10 minutes.
A federal judge has ruled the military's policy barring openly gay service members, don't ask, don't tell, violates the Constitution. The district court judge says the policy infringes the fundamental rights of U.S. service members in many ways, from substantive due process to free speech. The judge also plans to draft an injunction to stop the military from enforcing the policy. The House of Representatives voted in May to repeal the ban. The Senate has yet to act. The Pentagon says it's studying the matter. At least three people have died after an explosion sent flames through a neighborhood in San Bruno, south of San Francisco. A utility company says one of the gas lines ruptured, causing a fireball more than 1,000 feet in the air. Firefighters say half of that fire is contained. Officials in Boulder, Colorado say the 4 Mile fire is now threatening a more densely populated part of that city, prompting new evacuations of 10,000 residents. Overnight winds of 50 miles per hour shifted the flames west, and the blaze is now 6,400 acres in size. Commander Rick Bruff says authorities are still tracking the damage toll.
We still have deputies in the area documenting structures that have been damaged and burned. At this time, it's been updated. The list has been updated. We're up to 169 residences.
And they're up to 45% containment. Officials say it could now be days before the blaze is fully under control.
The United Nations official in charge of emergency relief says more aid money is needed in Pakistan. The UN has received two-thirds of its $460 million goal for the country. And here in the U.S., the government says hundreds of levees nationwide no longer meet standards to ensure protection against floods. More than 300 levees, mostly in California and Arizona, have fallen below FEMA accreditation guidelines.
Checking the markets, Asian markets up, European indices down, futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 10,415, the S&P at 1,104, and the NASDAQ at 2,236. Throughout the morning, we'll be taking a look at the now-canceled, possibly postponed, Burn a Quran Day planned by Florida pastor Terry Jones. What have we learned? What kind of moment is this? What is he doing? What is the appropriate role for clergy in a matter like this? A small group doesn't speak for the rest of the nation. Speak for yourself. 877-8-MY-TAKE.